The Book of Hosea, Chapter 5. Hear this, O you priests, and listen, O house of Israel, and give ear, O house of the king. For to you pertains the judgment, for you have been a snare at Mizpah, and a net spread on Tabor. And the revolters have gone deep in making slaughter, but I am a rebuker of them all. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, you have prostituted, Israel is defiled. Their doings will not allow them to turn to their God, for the spirit of prostitution is inside them, and they don't know Yahweh. And the pride of Israel testifies to his face. Therefore Israel and Ephraim will stumble in their iniquity. Judah also will stumble with them. They will go with their flocks and with their herds to seek Yahweh, but they will not find him. He has withdrawn himself from them. They have betrayed Yahweh, for they have borne strange sons. Now will the new moon devour them with their fields. Blow the cornet in Jiba and the trumpet in Ramah. Sound an alarm at Beth-Aven. Behind you, O Benjamin. Ephraim will become a desolation in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel I have made known that which will surely be. The princes of Judah are like those who remove the landmark. I will pour out my wrath on them like water. Ephraim is oppressed, he is crushed in judgment, because he was determined to walk after crap. Therefore I am to Ephraim as a moth, and to the house of Judah as rottenness. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah saw his wound, then Ephraim went to Assyria and sent to the great king. But he is not able to heal you, neither will he cure you of your wound. For I will be to Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear and go away. I will carry off, and there will be none to deliver. I will go and return to my place until they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction they will seek me earnestly.